Thanks to Dr. Takeda for that overview. So what I'm going to be doing is focusing a little bit more on the field trials done in 2018 with a modified over-the-row harvesting system with the soft catching surfaces. First, before I'd like to acknowledge the investigators that were involved in this project. You've already heard from Dr. Takeda. Also, I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Wei Yang, who led the trials at Oregon State, and then Mr. Scott Corthus, who is with Oxbow International, a strong industry partner and collaborator for these studies, and then Dr. Charlie Lee, who is the lead PI on the SCRI grant that funded much of this work. So I'd like to begin just giving you an overview about high bush blue reproduction in the Pacific Northwest. Dr. Takeda mentioned we have a significant amount of area dedicated to blueberry production, and both Oregon and Washington are leaders in national high bush blue reproduction. About 45% of Oregon state production is dedicated towards fresh market, and they were the number one producers in 2018. Traditionally, Washington for the past couple of years has been the national leader, so we'll let Oregon have that spot in 2018. In Washington, we produce mostly processed blueberries. However, 31% of the blueberries does go towards fresh market. Washington State also has a very large organic industry in the eastern part of our state, and much of that organic blueberry production is directed towards fresh market. Despite the scale and significance of the industry, there are some challenges that the industry is experiencing. So about 90% or greater of blueberries directed towards fresh market in the Northwest is hand harvested, and we are challenged by labor availability, labor prices, and then in addition, there's a lot of horticultural industries in the Northwest, and so there's competition for a very limited available labor pool. So this puts a constraint on hand harvest operations as well as other hand operations in high bush blueberry production. Mechanization and automation is offered as a solution towards trying to address these challenges and is where we've been working on for this project. However, some of the current commercial technologies with the over-row harvesters are not really efficient, and they also compromise fruit quality when they're being utilized to harvest fruit for fresh market purposes. So I wanted to give you an overview about some of the work that's been done through this SCRI, and Dr. Takeda already mentioned it. It has the long title that I'll omit mentioning because it was just mentioned previously, but where the evolution has occurred is back in 2014 to 2016, the project was focusing mostly on these pneumatic handheld shaking devices that could be tethered or mounted with mobile platforms with soft catching surfaces to reduce bruising. In 2017, through partnership with Oxbow, we've tested an over the row harvester that had these pneumatic handheld shakers mounted in the machine and various catch surfaces to try to reduce bruising. And then late in 2017, we took out the pneumatic handheld shakers and replaced these rotary drum shakers and kept the soft catching surfaces, which you see here on the lower right, again, with the purposes of dampening the impact force that the fruit experiences as it falls off the bush and is interacting with the various harvester surfaces. In 2018, what we focused on in the Northwest was utilizing this machine. It's a little bit different than what we've been using previously, which was a top-loading over-the-row harharvester. This Oxbow 8040 had less drop height, which is something what we were interested in testing to see how it would impact fruit quality and bruising. These two images show the front and the back of the machine, the front on your left, and on the right is the back of the machine. So you can see the scales or the catching plates have been hollowed out, as Dr. Takeda explained, and they have these materials that are meant to reduce bruising. And then there's these intermediate catch surfaces on the wall and over the belt of the machine to try to reduce bruising that the fruit can experience. So the objectives of the 2018 research done in Oregon and Washington was to continue testing harvest technologies and practices that would allow us to machine harvest fruit that has high quality in the Pacific Northwest with the goal of having fruit of high enough quality for fresh market. And in addition to the SCRI, too, that funded the work, we also had partnership from the Oregon Blueberry Commission and the Washington Blueberry Commission, which funded some of the work as well. So I'll first focus on some of the trials that Dr. Wei Yang led in Oregon State. There were two different experiments that I'll mention. First one was done in southwestern Oregon in the Roseburg area. What they did here was with the cultivar Duke, they compared the modified Oxbow 8040 with the soft catching surfaces compared to standard over-the-row harvesters and hand harvesters. And they utilized two different over-the-row harvesters that are the standard over-the-row harvesters without the soft surfaces, and that was a Litto ORXL and an Oxbow 7440. And then in northwestern Oregon and Beaverton around the Portland area, they continued on with the work. However, they utilized the mid to early seasoned cultivar Draper, again utilizing the Oxbow 8040 compared to hand and then a standard over-the-row harvester. So some of the data that were collected include selectivity, looking at packout, so what percentage of the fruit that was harvested is blue versus green or red or discards. We also looked at firmness using a firm tick, which you see on the left, the incidence of bruising, and then firmness and bruising was assessed before and after various intervals of storage. So here are some of the trials that Dr. Wei Yang and his team took in Oregon, specifically Roseburg. And we'll first looking at some of the packout data. So this is for Duke. This is a second pick. So what's typical is there will be a first pick about 10 days prior. And what we're seeing is that there's no significant differences with these data, but there was overall numerically higher packout with hand-harvested fruit compared to the different over-the-row harvesters, including the soft surface harvester, which is the 8040 that you see in green font. And keep looking for this green font. I try to use that to denote that's our experimental over-the-row harvester with the soft-catching surfaces. Overall, I'd like to point out, too, that packout was over than 80%, which is considered acceptable for fresh market machine-harvested fruit. Now we're looking at some of the firmness data. So I'd like to point out here was that hand-harvested fruit did have higher firmness. However, the Oxbow 8040 with the soft surface material had firmness that was intermediate. So it was not as firm as hand-harvested fruit, but it was firmer than standard over-the-row harvesters. In addition, firmness was all greater than 150 grams per millimeter of deflection, which is acceptable for shipping Duke. And now we're looking at some of the firmness data for Duke at 0, 1, 2, and 3 weeks of storage. And what I'd like to point out is that hand-harvested fruit for the first 2 weeks had higher firmness relative to the Oxbow 8040 with the soft surf catches. And then at week 3, we see no differences in those treatments. The Oxbow 8040 soft surface did have higher firmness relative to the standard over-the-row harvesters, which was promising. Now we're going to shift gears and focus on the cultivar Draper, which these trials were done in the northwestern part of Oregon. And so we're revisiting packout. So the packout data here, we did see that hand-harvested fruit did have higher packout relative to the Oxbow 8040 with the soft surf catching surface and the standard over-the-row harvester. And here we just utilized the Litto ORXL hard surface harvester. One thing that Draper is prone to is having a lot of stemmy fruit, so if you're harvesting Draper, it's important to have the machine optimized and also the sorting line optimized to remove some of the stemmy fruit that Draper can produce. So now I'd like to shift gears and talk about some of the work that we did in northwestern Washington, specifically the Linden area. Here we compared machine harvested fruit using the modified harvester to hand harvested fruit in the cultivars Draper and Liberty. Liberty is one of our late season cultivars. We didn't have access to a standard over-the-row harvester with our grower cooperators. Instead, what we focused on was really optimizing the head and the ground speed of the over-the-row harvester to try to improve selectivity. And then the data that we collected are similar to what I presented for Oregon. So what we're looking at here is data for our first pick Draper field that we harvested in northwest Washington. And so the treatments, again, this is all with the soft catching surfaces and the Oxbow 8040. We just experimented with head speed and ground speed. So we have three different treatments where we modified the head and the ground speed. Our packout was over 90% regardless of the different types of heads and ground speeds that we utilize, which is very good. Now when we look at firmness, though, we do see that firmness is greater in our hand-harvested fruit relative to any of our machine-picked fruit. And then when we look at our percent bruise data that we have just for after 24 hours, we do see that hand-harvested fruit has higher or less incidence of bruising relative to our machine-harvested fruit. And Dr. Wang will talk a little bit more about some of the bruise data. But on average, what we see and how this compares to standard over-the-row harvesters is that we're seeing firmness and pack-out being about comparable to our over-the-row harvester that's been modified. Wanted to kind of give you an image, too, of what the fruit looks like as soon as it came off the back of the machine for Draper. So this is what we saw in our trials in Washington. So very few greens for Draper. Also not as much stemmy fruit when we harvested this one. I think that's because the practice in northwestern Washington, they allow a lot of fruit to mature on the bushes before they harvest. Now let's focus on Liberty. Liberty is one that you generally don't want to be machine harvesting for fresh market because of just the fruit doesn't concentrate and it's ripening all at once. So it's a little bit more challenging, but we wanted to experiment with it nevertheless. So we have five different treatments where we experimented with the head speed and the ground speed as well as the distance of the heads of the shakers. And so we saw here was about a fairly standard pack out, what you would experience for Liberty. But for treatment four, we did get a pack out of 90%. When we look at firmness data, we see the same trend as that our firmness is higher for our hand-harvested fruit relative to any of our machine-harvested fruit. However, when we look at the pack-out, and this is from one of the treatments, we did achieve fairly good pack-out. So again, this is a lug of Liberty fruit right off the back of the harvester. So we did experience and did observe some good pack-out with this cultivar with the machine. So the next steps, we're continuing on with the research. So the SCRI has ended, that's funded the work that was done at the national level. So we're continuing on with the focus in Northwest, both in Oregon and in Washington. We're going to continue developing and testing harvest technologies and practices so we can achieve high fruit quality, high harvest efficiency using modified over-the-row harvesters. We're also going to be doing packing line assessments. And then also we partnered up with Dr. Jenru Chen, and I'll be presenting some of her data a little bit later on today. She's a food microbiologist, and she's really been looking at food safety. And so what she's going to be doing with us in Oregon and Washington is looking at food safety risk associated with different harvesting technologies, so hand harvest, standard over-the-row harvest, and our new over-the-row harvesters with our soft catching surfaces, and also assessing the microbial quality and composition of fruits harvested by hand and over-the-row harvesters. And then last but not least, a lot of us have a large extension component, so we're going to be very active in extending that information. In addition, we're trying to automate and make bruise detection more rapid. So we're working with a collaborator, Dr. Shankaran, and utilizing image technology so we can detect bruise more rapidly than just visual estimates. So overall, we made quite a bit of progress as a research team thanks to Dr. Charlie Lee's leadership and the involvement of several investigators across the nation. We're continuing on with the work through our Northwestern funding agencies, and our overall goal is to continue to support the commercial development of effective, durable, scale-neutral machine harvesting systems that can economically harvest high bush blueberry for a fresh market. So with that, I want to acknowledge funding from the USDA SCRI, as well as the Washington Blueberry Commission and the Oregon Blueberry Commission. We have many industry collaborators that we partner with for this research when we're doing in-the-field assessments or in-packing house assessments. And then we also have technical support from many graduate students and technicians that help us collect these data. So with that, I want to thank you for your attention. And if there are any questions, I'd be happy to take them. Sure. So the question was, what was the sample size for firmness? So we collected 50 berries per rep for sample size.
No, per rep.
So there were 50 berries per rep, and there were usually four replications per treatment. So 200 berries per rep, and then and that would be per time point for our firmness measurements. Mm-hmm.
And 30 seconds.
I think
at other locations we haven't actually evaluated 100 berries per
rep. Okay.
Harvest method.
Thank you. Sure. So we didn't have the percent packout for hand-harvested data for hand-harvested fruit in Washington State, but usually you're looking at about 90% or above. Great. All right. Thank you.